Yeah, but next time you teach, when you look at your students, think about it.
I will, yeah.
Who's a player? Who's a pupil? Who's a participant? Who's a
Who's a
prisoner?
prisoner? And do you find that you have like an even distribution of those four types within any one class or?
No, usually you'll have a couple players. Like let's say if you have a class of 20. If you have a class of 20 students, you might have one or two players, one or two pupils, about 12 to 14 participants, and maybe two or three prisoners.
It was interesting as you were giving those definitions, students' names and faces would come into my head. Oh yeah, he's just described. Oh yeah, that's her. Yeah, I could see how they would fit into the.